Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. Today is a very special occasion as we are celebrating the show's two-year anniversary. 2 years ago, we began our journey of listening to every song that has ever been made and comparing it to the 1999 Grammy Award-winning Smooth by Carlos Santana, featuring Rob Thomas off of Santana's Supernatural album. Since then, we have had 81 episodes, 56 unique guests, and have listened to over 643 songs. With the help of my former guest and avid listener, Mark LaBelle, I have learned that over the course of the 643 songs presented, 49.5% of them have been deemed hot ones, which is incredibly close to 50%, of course, and you know how science goes. Half of all music is better, and half of all music is worse than Smooth by Santana. So we know once we listen to every single song that's been made, it's going to have a nice even 50% to it. But we're close already. I mean, 49.5%, that's pretty close. I mean, I'm okay with that. So a big thank you and shout out to Mark LaBelle for helping us come up with that data. So for over 2 years, I've been the host of every single episode of Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, providing songs and conducting research to help advance our knowledge in the wonderful world of music. But after 2 years, I decided it's time to try something new here. So for the first time in show history, I will not be hosting the episode. In fact, I'm not going to be here at all. Instead, I've invited back 8 of the most listened to guests from the past year to return and try their hand at being the host of the world's first and only musical comedy game show. In order, we have invited back Ben, Luke, Matt, Carson, Logan, Patrick, Emma, and Laura. The 8 guests will be partnered up and will have the opportunity to host and be a guest for 1 song each. As the host, they will take over the show and present 1 song to their partner to be ranked as better or worse than Smooth by Santana. As the guest, they'll do what they do best, listen to the song they're presented, and decide if it's a hot one or forget about it. As usual, we'll listen to 8 different songs from 8 different artists from 8 different genres. Outside of explaining the concept to them, I was hands-off of the recording process, so the participants were allowed to host in any way they please. So it's going to be a very authentic listening experience. So with that, I'll hand the episode off to my amazing guest and take a back seat for the rest of the episode. I just want to thank you guys so much for 2 amazing years of the show, and I hope to see you again next week. And with that, I'll be handing the episode off to my good friends Ben Gervais and Luke Corona, who will be presenting the first 2 songs of the episode. Thank you all so much, and I hope you enjoy this very special episode.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the 2nd anniversary of Smooth by Santana special. I'm Ben Gervais with my co-host, Luke Corona.
Hey everybody, it's Luke Corona here for another episode of Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Ben.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me as well. And
you're welcome.
I will start us off with the first song of the special. This is a 2021 rap track hit by Kanye West. It is off his 10th studio album, Donda. And the song I will be playing for you, Luke, is Hurricane, featuring Lil Baby and The Weeknd.
See this in 3D. All lights out for me, all lights out for me. Lightning strikes the beach, 80 degrees, warm it up for me. Finally free, found the God of me, and I want you to see. Sometimes I just wanna restart it, but it all depends. If I'ma be that same young hungry,
came with sheepskin. Still remember when I just had three bands. Now I'm the one everyone call on cause I got deep pants. Bro told me the way to beat the game is on the defense. And never faced by names that they might call me, but they gon' respect it. And I feel like you better off trying to call, I might not get the message. And she just tried to run off with my heart, but I blocked off the exit. Yeah.
All right, that was our first song, Hurricane by Mr. West. This song reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was won Best Melodic Rap at the Grammy Awards. And it is off of Donda, which was his 10th album dedicated to his mom. And personally, I think this song is a masterpiece, but my opinion is not important. Luke Corona, is this a hot one or forget about it?
It's a hot one, Ben.
Yes,
it's really
sir.
Hot. Man, it's a hot one.
Yes, sir.
Super hot. Super hot fire.
What do you think about Kanye West? What do you think?
I personally am a huge Kanye fan.
Good.
I've been a Kanye fan for a good long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this song whenever it was supposed to be on Yandi, that elusive album that never came out, that became Donda. So mm-hmm. I remember hearing this like sample leak, whatever you want to call it, and I was like super hyped because I knew it was just going to be a total banger.
Yeah,
and Kanye definitely exceeded my expectations. You know, he mm-hmm. did a great job. The Weeknd did a great job. Lil Baby did a great job. And they all came together to form truly a masterpiece of Donda's album. So
far, far beyond Smooth by Santana, huh?
Yeah.
I would have to agree with you there.
That's how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is. Anything Kanye West puts out is gonna be above.
Gold, the instant classic.
Instant classic. I'll pass the reins to you, Sir Luke. Challenge me this time.
All right, Ben. Well, for song number 2, it is a 1974 soul track. This is I Feel Sanctified by the Commodores.
Yeah! Strength I needed, knowing that the beast and a man is very hard to please. I'm so glad the sun is shining to brighten up the day. 'Cause behind last night, I see things in a different way.
Ben, that was track number 2, I Feel Sanctified. The Commodores are a funk and soul band formed in Tuskegee, Alabama in 1968. Notable member includes Lionel Richie. This track comes from their debut album, Machine Gun, which reached top 10 status, cementing the group as a standout band. So, is it a hot one, or is it a forget about it?
I think that one's a hot one, Luke.
Man, it's a hot one.
I like it. I was grooving with it the whole time.
You got a little funky.
I got a little funky. I might get a little wild now. I don't know. You might have to watch up. But I was feeling it for sure. I think it's got a little more groove than Smooth by Santana. I think the lyrics and the singing was better than Smooth by Santana. So I'm going to say a hot one for sure.
Yeah. Did you recognize the sample? Like the beginning of the song,
I did. What is that from? That sample? Because I hear that. What is that from?
So it was sampled by DJ Mouse and Level for their song "I Bet You Won't."
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Well, I mean, turning up to that song at the club. That maybe that's why I like the song so much, because I recognize that sample. I was grooving with it for sure. And so I guess that's all we have here, huh, Luke?
That's all we got for everybody listening at home.
And we got two hot ones. And so now we're going to pass it off to Matt and Carson for your next set of songs. Thank you for having us.
All right, and good afternoon, Smooth by Santana listeners. This is Matt Johnson, a one-time guest of the show and longtime fan. I'm so excited to be back for the two-year anniversary, and I'm here with my guest, Carson. How are you, Carson?
I'm doing well. I'm really excited. I think this is like a really cool episode, you know, some new hosts.
Yeah, so do you think you know what song you're going to listen to next?
Absolutely no idea. I don't think I know your music taste at all. So like, I don't know if you choose something that like, is it, or if you're like, I'm just going to choose something completely random, throw them off.
Well, we'll see. But a fun fact for our listeners, you may not know that Carson and I were actually lab partners freshman year.
You were. Yep. Gotta love, what was it? BioL. Was it 2108 or something like that?
I think it was 1208. Yep. I was only in there for two classes before I dropped, but she was a great partner.
Mm-hmm. It was a good time.
Good. So, Carson, can you believe that it's been 2 years for Smooth by Santana?
I cannot believe that it's been 2 years. I mean, there's so many episodes that are great to listen to. So, I mean, like, I guess it just collected over the years. It just seems like he started it yesterday, Alex did.
Yeah, it's really, really marvelous. And I will say, so far, it's my favorite musical comedy game show that I've found. What about you?
I think it's, yeah, by far my favorite musical comedy game show. I think also maybe one of my favorite podcasts. I think it's like one of the few I actually listen to.
That is high praise. That is high praise. Just don't tell Alex so he doesn't get a big head.
Yeah, we can't tell him and let him know these things.
Now, Carson, are you ready?
I think I'm ready. Yeah.
Is your palate cleansed?
1 second. Give me a second. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So for song number three, we have a 2002 emo track. It is Drowning Lessons by My Chemical Romance. Everyone, that was song number three, a 2002 emo rock track, Drowning Lessons by My Chemical Romance. My Chemical Romance is an American emo rock band from Newark, New Jersey. This song is the fourth track from their 2002 debut album, I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love. The album peaked at number 17 in the UK Independent Albums Chart, as well as was number 250 on the Japanese album chart. Really did well in Japan. The song received a 94 out of 100 energy rating from GetSongBPM.com, though only a 1 out of 100 acoustic score, so it still has a ways to go. This is MCR frontman Gerard Way's most personal song, so he never wants to sing it live. So, Carson, Is it better than Smooth by Santana?
So, Matt, I think I have to give it a soft forget about it.
Soft forget about it. Okay, so what were your thoughts?
You know, I wasn't as big as a fan of the vocals. I think I could, I see the, like the appeal of it, right? Like I could see someone just like getting really into the song, getting really hyped up by it. But ultimately I just couldn't get behind the vocalist. I just wasn't as enjoyable as I wanted it to be, maybe, or maybe as good as Smooth Eye Santana.
That's fair. That's fair. It was certainly no Rob Thomas featured on that track. So is emo rock typically a genre that's in your repertoire?
No, I wouldn't really say I think I've ever truly listened to emo rock before. I think, you know, little bits here and there, or if Alex put something on one of the Smooth by Santana episodes I was on in the past, or, you know, I was listening to a Smooth by Santana episode. It's probably like the most of my experience with emo rock.
That's fair. Do you think if the band wasn't from New Jersey, that would make a difference?
I don't know why, but my gut says yes.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I think, you know, there's just something about New Jersey. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm not from there, or around there to really like pin it, but you know, I feel like enough people have enough opinions about it. There must be something.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody can't be wrong, right?
Yeah. Not everybody.
So, Carson, I don't know if you know, but My Chemical Romance is actually currently on tour in North America.
Oh, I did not know that.
So if I were to give you free tickets to their concert, are you telling me that you wouldn't go?
I don't think I would go. Not for free tickets.
Even if there was nothing else to do.
Even if there was nothing else to do. I just don't like big crowds like that. And I think that would be like a crowd that I couldn't, I think they would just like be too intense for me. I just don't think I could handle it well.
All right. All right. So do you think that it earned the 94 out of 100 energy score?
Yes. I don't know what an energy score is, but I believe it's 94 out of 100.
Yeah. So you would keep it at 94? You wouldn't raise it or lower it?
No, I think I would definitely think I would keep it at 94.
All right. So we have a soft forget about it for our 2002 emo rock track, Drowning Lessons by My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess I'm the host now. y'all, this is my guest, Matt Johnson. I think you might have just heard him on, you know, track number three. So how do you feel now about taking the role on as the guest, Matt?
It's going to be difficult to switch gears because I was just so impartial being the scientist on the show. But now that I'm really putting on my hat that says, wow, I'm a music connoisseur, I'm an aficionado, I'm someone who consumes music and tells you whether or not it's better or worse than Smooth by Santana, it's going to be a bit of a gear shift.
Yeah. Do you think you're up for this challenge?
We'll see, because ready or not, here it comes, right?
Here you go. Yep. And with that, for song number four, we have a 2016 R&B track by The Dip, the song Adeline.
Adeline, I wonder what you're thinking. Behind those eyes, I can see your gears spinning fast. Adeline, I understand your inhibitions. But listen to me, please, and I will ease your mind. 'Cause I've had a lot of time to think about what I'd say to you. Baby, there's nothing to say. So kind as to listen to my last confession. I love you, Adeline. Adeline, I hope you.
All right, that was song number four, Adeline, by The Dip. That is a 2016 R&B track. The Dip is a band that formed out in 2013 at the University of Washington in Seattle. They met by playing on balconies together and wanted the opportunity to play some more mainstream music versus jazz. This song is on their currently on their The Dip Delivers album, and they have reached over 50 million views, streams, I guess, on Spotify. So, Matt, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
That is the question of the day, Carson, and I appreciate you asking. Tell me this. Do you want the good, the bad, or the ugly first?
Oh, I want the ugly.
All right. The ugly is I am a Washington State fan, not a University of Washington. So that's one mark against the band. The second ugly is that album cover. I know you probably can't see it since this is a podcast, but that just doesn't do it for me. It looks like the animated version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is a classic, but just not done right here.
All right. Okay. So we have the ugly. What's the bad?
So the bad, it's a song about love, right? And there's a lot of ooh, woo, 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 woos in there. But last I checked, this song came out in 2016.
Yes.
Not 1950. Mm-hmm. So I think that the trope is already overused. I think that it was good, other than they didn't really say anything new. There's a lot of Adeline, I got to tell you, ooh, woo, 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 I love you. But that really was lacking substance. It's like all they got was an appetizer. The full meal wasn't quite there.
All right. So do you have any good?
Oh, absolutely. I thought the horns were incredible. And towards the end of the song, there was a line of, baby, you're right, carried out kind of slowly. And then right quick, the echo response, baby, you're right. I thought that fit well with the beat. And it's just always nice to have a happy, upbeat song about love.
Okay. So for the ultimate question, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
This is a run of the mill, forget about it.
Or else forget about it. All right. So this is, their genre is more of a kind of R&B, soul, jazz. Do you say this is something you typically listen to?
It's not really in my rotation, other than I did like Bruno Mars's jazzy album with Silk Sonic that came out. So sometimes I also do enjoy listening to Frankie Valli. So some of those older love songs, but some of the new age kind of rediscovering that genre of music isn't really my type.
Okay. So if they weren't from the University of Washington, do you think that would have scored any higher points to make this song better?
Nope. Not at all. I think that was just mainly a shout out to my old coworker. Shout out Blake Gurney. Hope you're listening. And frankly, I think it's fantastic. I love the trope of college roommates come together to play music, or in this case, college balcony mates come together to play music. Hotel Burgundy, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. They're a bunch of friends from LSU that they're playing some shows at Fred's now, and really an incredible band. So I love that. It's just probably this genre, and I didn't think the song was daring enough.
Okay. I think that's fair. All right, I guess we'll pass it off to our next two hosts and guest/host guest, awesome. Young and Logan Pusiger.
All right, my name is Logan Pusiger, and welcome to the second year anniversary of Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana podcast featuring Rob Thomas, of course. I have my special guest today.
I'm Patrick Young, and I'm so thrilled to be with Logan again discussing musical opinions.
Here we go one more time. I actually have prepared a song number 5 in this video today, or this podcast today. Patrick, what are your thoughts? What do you think I've prepared for you?
Something I won't like, probably. But I honestly kind of feel the same way, because I thought of so many songs that I could possibly play for you, and I was like, Logan's not going to like any of these, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. It
can't be worse than Cowboys Don't Cry.
I'm not good at goodbyes.
Well, but that doesn't matter, you know? It's no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana.
True. So it's the first and only musical comedy game show with no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana.
That's correct. That's correct. And you obviously know that I'm more biased because I like Smooth. So I think it's better than the
Yeah, you're one of those science rejectors out there.
I'm a science rejector. Indeed. Indeed. All right. Well, I don't believe in that one. But with that, let's get right to it. So the song I have for you today.
Song number five.
Song number five is a 2011 novelty novelty song.
See it on your phone. You've got to be kidding me.
The song is the Duck Song by Bryant Odin. So you ready?
Yes, I suppose I am ready.
All right.
Tell me the duck story.
Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle, till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?" The man said, "No, like I said yesterday, we just sell lemonade, okay? Why not give it a try?" The duck said, "Goodbye." Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?"
All right, that was song number five, The Duck Song by Bryant Odin. Yeah, as I said earlier, the song was originally a YouTube video. It released in March of 2009 and grossed to 100 million views. So then it became a song on iTunes, sold at 99 cents. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So Patrick, the question for you is it better than Smooth by Santana?
This is a really tough one. I didn't know how to feel about it at first. I've heard this song plenty of times before, and I enjoy it as much as the next guy. But here's the thing: like, is it better than "Smooth" by Santana? That is the question
featuring
of the hour.
Rob Thomas.
Featuring Robert Thomas of Matchbox 20, of course. So if we're comparing them, like, "Smooth" has like much more intricate and like impressive guitar work, because like the Duck Song has just got a few chords going over and over again, but like Carlos Santana is kind of like crushing it on Smooth, and like it's pretty cool, I guess. But like I would much rather sing the Duck Song, because like it just allows for, you know, like anyone to sing it. Like it's not like a power ballad. I'm not saying Smooth is a power ballad, but like I don't know. It's harder to go along with Rob Thomas's voice than the whatever this dude's name is. It's just like, I also consider what the songs are about. So like Smooth is like a love type thing, but then the Duck Song is like, this is Duck and he's walking up to a lemonade stand and he's asking for grapes. It's weird.
Waddle, waddle.
But I kind of like it. And, like, it's really hard to, like, decide which one is better than the other. So, in this scenario, I have to employ the law of ones, which states, a one that is not hot is scarcely a one at all. And I got to say, the Duck Song is a one. So, I got to say it's a hot one. Man, it's a
hot one. Well, there you go. Yeah, do you like novelty songs, Patrick?
Or depends on what it is. Like, if it's the Duck Song, I like it. If it's a Minecraft remix, absolutely not.
Not a Minecraft fan. Okay. Okay, consider a Minecraft novelty. So, glad I didn't go with that one. Great.
What do you think about the song, Logan?
I'm a big fan of the Duck Song. Every time I hear Jalen Waddle's name in football, I just think of the Duck Song immediately. Because, you know, waddle, waddle, waddle. And he waddles like a duck, too, when he scores. I just like ducks. I think they're funny. They make funny noises. You can use the quack for almost any sort of meme
you could ever
desire. I do use the quack or the whack a lot. It's quality. It's quality.
Is it high or low quality?
Very high. You can use it in anything and everything. So yeah, ducks are dogs. That's it. Ducks are amazing.
Ducks are dogs.
Ducks are dogs.
What? Would you like to explain that?
So dogs, if you're a dog, like, it means you're cool. Like, you're just great. And ducks.
I thought you were going to go in a ducks different direction.
Ducks are dogs. No.
Dog thing.
No, I wasn't. No. Just about being great. And ducks are greatness.
Ducks are greatness. You heard it here first.
Jalen Waddle, Larry Bird. They just all fall off in the. They're all in the same family tree.
Let's just name everyone who has a bird name.
Those are the only two I had ready for you, but those are the best. Yeah.
What about Penguin from Batman?
Penguin from Batman. That's a good one. A bunch of football teams are named after ducks and birds.
Saints have the Bird Gauntlet this year.
Bird Gauntlet, yeah.
Including Falcons twice.
Dang, that's incredible. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling the duck song a hot one. I would agree with
you're
you.
Welcome.
I think it's also
a hot one. I think it's like a soft hot one, though.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Oh, boy. All right, ladies and fellas, it's time for song number 6. This time I'm the host, and Logan is the guest. Logan, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling phenomenal with an F. Really, really good. Really good.
Okay. What kind of song do you think I have prepared for you today?
So, judging off of what I was originally thinking, I was going to give you a rock song, but then, I was going to give you a rock and roll song. Speaking since I didn't do that, I feel like one of us had to. So, I'm expecting something up that line.
Okay. Well, I went in a very different direction from you. You picked a popular song. I picked a song that like nobody knows.
Okay.
You know, that's okay because that's just how I roll. So the song I have for you is a 2013 indie rock song, ? I wasn't too sure about that genre, but we'll go with that. It is Out of the Woodwork by Courtney Barnett.
Can't say I've heard of it, but I'm excited.
Song number 6, ladies and gentlemen, that was Out of the Woodwork by Courtney Barnett. That comes from her debut double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. Courtney Barnett is a indie rock artist from Melbourne, Australia. She's received multiple Australian Music Awards, including the award for Best Indie Rock Album, Best Independent Album, and Best Female Artist. So, Logan, the question of the hour for you. Is it better than Smooth by Santana, featuring Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20?
I have to say, Out of the Woodwork is out of the top half of all music for me. So if you can forget about it, you can forget about it. I really liked the vibe. I was like, okay, this is something like you could just chill, hang out with, drink a beer with some boys or something. And then when we got to the progress of the chorus and they started doing these like harmonies that like, I mean, they sounded okay. It's just like, I'm personally don't think rock music should have harmonies in it unless it's like with instruments. Like you don't need to try to sing harmonies like together. Or maybe, like, I don't know, it like really has to be good, and it wasn't super great. So I don't know. Was expecting some progression, and it just kind of failed me, let me down. So
explain your reasoning for the claim that rock music should not have vocal harmonies.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, if it's rock, like, if you're listening to rock music, then and realistically, like, you're probably listening to it for like the drums, the guitar, the bass, like the beat, like the tempo. And like, I don't know, this type of song, it just didn't really make sense to have these like harmonies in. Cause like, yeah, well, I'm thinking about like Boston Queen, like they do a lot of really cool things, especially Boston, with like harmonies and such with their guitars. And it just like, that fires me up. And this just didn't fire me up. Like, if you want to do those type of harmonies and like go to a choir class, like that's all I have to say.
Wow. Bold take about this song. So like, was there anything about the song that you did like?
Yeah, absolutely. I was vibing. I was like, man, I might have to give it to it here. Like it was a nice, like I said, like you could definitely like grab a beer and hang out with some people and just put that on, or just like light a candle and enjoy your night. Like that's that type of vibe for me. And it was a good song nonetheless, just like the chorus kind of let me down. So,
okay. So like the vocals were what killed it for you?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I liked the lyrics. I thought there was some like clear, like depth there that like I'd really have to like explore and listen to. Definitely a song like I would maybe reconsider. But just initial thoughts are, it's just not bad and smooth.
So like, maybe, do you think on a different day you'd have a different opinion, or no? Is this pretty set in stone?
I think like it's one of those songs I'm gonna have to listen to over and over. So initially, okay. No. But maybe if I would have known the song and had some like history or some experiences with it, then it could have. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Logan, for your comments and your hot takes about harmony.
Anytime.
So finally, for songs number 7 and 8, we're gonna pass it off to Wara DeHart and Emma Armstrong. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, y'all, peace.
But Emma Armstrong could not make it, so here is Colton Johnson instead.
Hi, y'all. I'm in for Emma here. I know you didn't really expect it, but this is Colton Johnson here. We've got a little bit of a change of pace, change of song here. For song number 7, this is a 1970 soft rock hit, Into the Mystic, by Van Morrison.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it.
All right, that was song number 7, Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. According to a BBC survey, Into the Mystic is one of the top songs that surgeons use during operations. Perhaps it's because of its soothing beat or its rich lyricism, but now it's time to decide, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I'm not sure. I would say that the song is smooth. I mean, as you said, that the surgeons,
yeah.
Sorry, this is so funny. The surgeons would use it to calm themselves in surgery. But compared to Smooth by Santana, my gut reaction is that it's a forget about it.
Ooh, not even a soft one. You hear that?
I mean, it could be soft. That's fine.
Okay.
It's like peaceful and gentle, but I don't plan on listening to it again.
All right.
You know, and maybe it's the like, you know, the lack of mirror exposure effect. You know, the mirror exposure effect. The more you listen to something, the more you like it.
Right.
The more exposed to something, the more you like it. Perhaps it's because I've only listened to it once. I'm like not as excited about it.
That's funny.
But yeah, I think it's a forget about it.
She says forget about it.
It is a forget about it.
The ironic part of this is that this happens to be my number one most listened to song of this year. And so...
So are you disagreeing with science?
I do. I disagree a little bit with, with, you know, some opinions. But, you know, you can disagree with someone and still respect them, right?
Yeah, so, you know, you have contrarians in all sciences, you know.
Absolutely.
So we'll allow you here.
No, I definitely had like a great experience with this song. Yeah. So like, are y'all familiar with the like Strawberry Festival? Or are you familiar with the Strawberry Festival?
I have never been, but I know of it.
Okay, well, it's this thing that got like live bands playing stuff. Mm. It was just, like end of the evening. I was there with a bunch of friends, and this like this really good cover band was playing, and they started to play this song. Mm. And you know, it was after all of the, like, you know, Uptown Funk and, like, all that stuff that's kind of hype and stuff. So it was a moment of, like, introspection and, like, you know, you saw couples kind of get together and be sweet on each other on it. Like, a bunch of boomers get together and dance to it. And so, like, it was kind of it was a nice little moment. So I was like, I got to know what that song was. And so went and looked it up. And I just, it's been, like, a very, very soothing thing since. So that's... Mm-hmm. I guess that's why, because I have like that emotional experience tied into it.
I see.
And that was just like your first time experiencing it. So you're like, I could take it or leave it.
I don't have any emotional experiences connecting to this except for recording a Smooth by Santana episode. So,
which is a
pretty, you know, mellow deal.
Yeah.
Not super positive, not super negative. Just a pretty like even keeled experience that we're having right now.
So. Yeah. No, we're just being objective here. You know?
Oh yeah, very objective, which is why it's a forget about it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She said, bip, bip, bam, forget about it. Bip, bam.
Well, I think that means then it might be time for song number eight.
Song number eight. Time to end it out.
And we begin and end each episode with a hit. Right, Colton?
Right.
And I think, wait, what is that? What's that sound?
Oh.
Do I hear something?
Oh, what is that?
Do you hear it?
Oh. Oh,
it's the Weezer alarm. Oh. Just, you know, every now and then we have to have the Weezer alarm, so...
Here, what we have here is someone that has paid attention to what happens on
I pay attention to Smooth.
Yes, this is good. Someone's committed to the craft.
Anyway, this song, so song number eight is a 1994 alternative rock track. It is Say It Ain't So by Weezer.
Somebody's hiding, it's drowning.
That was Say It Ain't So by Weezer. This song comes off the group's self-titled album, Weezer, which is affectionately known as the Blue Album by fans. The song was written by the group's frontrunner, Rivers Cuomo, and is generally regarded as one of the group's top hits of all time. And did you know, Say It Ain't So is the original rock band, is on the original Rock Band and Locksmith 2014 games. So if you like the song, you can go play it on those two games. So, Colton, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
So I've got a bit of a, I've got a conundrum here, internal conflict.
Mm.
And it is
Tell me
because,
about that internal conflict.
Yes, because I know how I respond to it. I also know how other people respond to it. And I've got to give a little bit of account to like how other people respond as well as how I respond.
I see.
So for me, my personal response is one of it's like a very soft forget about it for me. Uh-huh. Okay. Very soft. Not okay. like hard, right. but like a very soft one. But I know at like karaoke or like a dive bar or wherever, Say It Ain't So comes on and it's like a full moon to a werewolf. It makes people go like, say it ain't so.
Is that not what we were doing while we listened to it?
Exactly. You know? It's exactly what all of us did in the hallway when we listened to it. And that's like respond with like this visceral gut feeling of like, you know, connecting to that specific line. And so between the composite of those two, because I've experienced how crowds respond to it, and I enjoyed that experience as well. I'm going to let that inform my decision and knock it up to a very soft, hot one. Man, it's a
hot one. Ooh, it's a hot one. On a different day, do you think you would have a different opinion?
It's very likely that if I was in a particularly bad mood that this song might be it might be a forget about it, but you know,
it happens.
It's a good day today, you know. It's not rare that the Weezer alarm gets rung, so I'm glad that I could be there
mm-hmm.
to experience that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Are you generally a Weezer fan?
Not really. Not really.
do explain. I mean, the audience wants to know.
Yeah, so
Alex wants to know.
Yeah, Alex
wants
to know. Alex knows already, actually. I like, you know, like two songs by them, and they're the most popular ones. Otherwise, I'm just like, you know, it sounds like it could be a local band that you hear at a, you know, at an El Paso's bar or grill, you know what I mean? Like a dad rock band. But I will say this, they've got a very decent cover of Rosanna that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. So I'll give them credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of, mm-hmm. that's kind of the vibe, you know?
Yeah. I do like the Teal album. It's all covers.
Okay.
But I really do enjoy.
You're invested.
I am invested. My dad is a big Weezer fan. So
wow.
He was suggesting songs for me and stuff like that. He's that's big into funny. Weezer.
I wasn't expecting for you to be invested in Weezer, and that makes this even more enriching.
Oh, know? Yeah. I'm invested. I've yeah. been wanting the Weezer alarm to go off for me, and it never has.
And so you get to make it happen for
so I took it into my own hands, and now I'm doing it as the host for this episode. So,
yeah.
It's a soft, hot one.
A soft, hot one.
That very makes soft. Me smile. I think I'd, you know. Even though my opinion doesn't count, I think I would rate it the same.
Okay.
It's not a hard, hot one, but it's a soft one.
It's like a, yeah.
It's soft. But,
yeah.
you know,
Let that boy through, you know?
Yeah.
Don't let
exactly.
him ride, but let him walk.
It's better
know?
Than smooth, you know? All right. Well, it's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So yeah. I have some questions I have to ask you that we end every episode with. What type of music are you currently listening to?
Sure.
What's on the rotation?
On the rotation right now, I really, really just came across this album of basically covers by Tina and Ike Turner.
Okay.
And it's killer. It's so mm-hmm. good. Like they do like some Led Zeppelin, they do some of the Beatles, they do They do some of like Tina's originals too on the like tail end of the album, but like just top tier, so good. And they do Sly and the Family Stone tune as well. I am blanking on it right now, but excuse me. It's a very, very good album. And I've also been listening to this little playlist of praise and worship that I recently made, because my group that I have that plays mm-hmm. for that kind of stuff recently got to play for a liturgy and adoration for that. So that was really a blessing. So nice. Been kind of like having that in the rotation, you know, trying to be present mm-hmm. to that, pray through that before we actually got it in front of people. But that's the biggest things we've been listening to, cool. You know?
Cool. I'm going to have to check out that.
A little bit of Led Zeppelin and the
Tina Turner and Ike Turner. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Speaking of cool artists, any song or artist recommendations that you have? Any people that you want to put on the radar that are not already on the radar? Or are on the radar and deserve another mention?
Man, that's tough. I'm going to have to. Oh.
It's not tough anymore.
Yeah. There's a song that I have just been super vibing with lately called Joy of My Life by Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
It's originally by the lead singer for CCR. It's called Joy of My Life, but Chris Stapleton does it better than the lead singer for CCR does.
I see.
And it's like just this beautiful song. It's about his daughter, you know, it's just like all kind of sweet stuff, but it could like, it's one of those that's written with lyricism where it could kind of swing towards either like, you know, a love song or like, you know,
a father-daughter song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just mm-hmm. sweet, you know, kind of like an innocent kind of love. So I've been like bumping that lately.
Cool.
I have a soft spot for like soft rock and like you can tell. Know, stuff like that.
It's into the mystic.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Anyone you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give a shout out to my boy, Alex Mock, making the move to not Miami, Orlando. And the fact that, you know, he's still keeping this thing going and he's been committed to it for 2 whole years. Like mm-hmm. that's impressive. The like the wherewithal to not only start a podcast on a relatively obscure judging scale, you know what I mean? But to mm-hmm. like continue it through and to have like consistent new guests that come through. I admire that. That's good content. That's my kind of content right there. So.
All right. So our shout out is to our traditional host, Alex Mock.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. And now time for some thanks and shout outs on my end. Thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for writing the theme song. You can check him out at the formerly running band, The Late Nights, on Apple Music or Spotify.
And The Dwell. His current project.
They're also in The Dwell.
Killing it with The Dwell.
I'm not sure if they've released any music, but...
I think they have, and there's more to come soon. Okay. He's got a new album coming out, like, I think in October or something like that. But.
So check them out on The Dwell and The Vigil Project, which they also help out with. All right, well, I would like to end this episode like we end every episode by reading my favorite comment off the Smooth by Santana music video. This one comes from Richard Young. It was about 15 hours ago that he put this out. In all caps, he says, Carlos Santos, the guy woes this class. Ooh-wee. Peace be with you, my friends. And that was from Richard Young about 15 hours ago on the Smooth video.
That's phenomenal.
And that's all I have for you, folks. And don't forget... Give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Laura, your host, and this is It Better Than Smooth by Santana? We'll catch you next week. Woo!